KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
It is 75 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Wednesday afternoon to you. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neff. It is our top local stories this hour. You can probably see the smoke from Carson City. Wherever you are, there is a fire that is burning off Prison Hill. Coming up, what we know about the blaze, plus fallout from the firing of Reno City Police Chief Catherine Nance. One Reno City councilman says he wants more answers.
There's going to be questions that are still not answered, but they will be. That we'll all be entitled to have those answers in the manner that we're entitled to them.
Directly ahead, what Devin Reese is saying about the mess at City Hall, and meet the new superintendent of schools for Washoe County.
I am committed to this district. I'm committed to putting our students first.
And what Tiffany McMaster's plans are for Northern Nevada's largest school district. And it is breaking news that we are off the top with right now. If you're in Carson City, you can probably see the smoke from the remains of what's being called the Gentry Fire that burned this morning on Prison Hill.
Fire was quickly extinguished. The roads were temporarily blocked for fire resources, but the fire appears to be down out now. Nobody was evacuated. Houses were originally cautioned as threatened, but the fire resources put the fire down quickly.
And that is Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong. Crews will stay on scene to mop up hot spots, but the good news again, forward progress stopped on what's being called the Gentry Fire. FM News Talk Time, 12:07. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, Greg, thank you. Freedom 250 is happening this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Capitol Amphitheater in Carson City. We'll tell you what's going on there. Got an update right after the show yesterday from the Palisades Project. We'll give you the details on that. And Douglas County Sheriff's Office is reminding everyone of Nevada UTV laws and safety regulations. More on that. And voters getting their sample ballots tonight at Candidate Forum on Assembly District 39 and Douglas County Commissioner's race. That's coming up. And drum roll, please. We have the daily news poll fixed. We're going to leave up the current poll through the end of the show, and then we'll come up with a new one, probably announce it about the end of the show, but we'll give you the results of the second congressional district race primary and the top five candidates there. And as I said, there will be a new poll. We'll put it up and we'll announce what the question is toward the end of the hour. If you got any ideas, you can give us a shout out with the app. You can listen with a free app. Tap on the little microphone button and send us a shout out. If you got an idea for the daily poll, I've got one. It's not real topical, but we may put that up at the end of the show unless we get a good one from you. So get the app and send us a shout out. And a reminder that tickets for Brian Kilmeade, May 30th, at the Hawkins Amphitheater in Reno will be given away this afternoon between 3 and 5 during the Lars Larson Show. It is 12:09 from Studio C in Carson City. I turn it back over to you, Greg.
All right, thank you, Jerry. And from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, 75 degrees right now. And it is our top local story. We now know the ID of the body found on campus at Lois Allen Elementary School in Reno yesterday. 17-year-old Brenda Padilla of Sun Valley was found dead outside the school building. Not clear how she died or why she did pass away, but foul play is not suspected. Well, meet Washoe County's new schools chief.
I think I'm uniquely positioned to be your next superintendent in that I have led at the elementary, middle, and high school levels. When I think about students entering elementary school, I want them to have a strong start.
And that's Tiffany McMaster. She was named to the superintendent's role last night, and she says she's got a plan.
My entry plan will provide a roadmap to collaborating, elevating, and innovating, and putting those words into action. Working in partnership with this board to refresh our strategic plan, managing the change that I know is on the horizon, elevating our student voice, staff voice, community voice.
And the vote to name McMaster was unanimous. She will be the district's 15th superintendent, and she follows three supers who each served 2 years or less. Sharp reaction from one Reno City councilman after Reno Police Chief Catherine Nance and two of her top commanders were fired.
there's going to be questions that are still not answered, but they will be, that we'll all be entitled to have those answers in the manner that we're entitled to them.
And that is council member and candidate for Reno Mayor Devin Reese speaking out about the whole affair.
We should be having conversations about whether or not consolidation is the best model. I want to make sure that we have accountability for our police chief. And sometimes when the accountability runs through the city manager, it's harder. And I think we've had the opportunity to kick the tires on it a bit these last several months. And that's ultimately the silver lining.
And that again, Devin Reese, the acting chief, Corey Solferino, is expected to be named permanent police chief at next week's city council meeting. It is not known whether Reese will challenge that appointment. Not a fan of buckling up when you drive? The Nevada Highway Patrol would like a word with you. You'll see more of them on the road soon, making sure that you click that little seatbelt buckle.
The campaign will take place from May 13th through May 31st, 2026. This Click It or Ticket campaign aims to increase law enforcement participation by coordinating highly visible patrols across the state of Nevada to educate the motoring public about seatbelts and their significance during a vehicle crash.
And that is NHP Sergeant Cruz Martin. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neff, FMNews.com, 1212. Jerry.
Today, the Carson Valley and Tahoe Chambers of Commerce will conduct a debate that will focus on the candidates appearing on the June primary ballot, which you probably got in the mail if you live in Douglas County today. As of yesterday, Assembly 39 candidates Blaine Osborne, Ken Gray, and Brianna Cowan are confirmed to appear. Both County Commissioner Sharla Hales and Minden Town Board member Mimi Moss are also scheduled to appear. The doors will open at 5 p.m. The debate will begin at 6 p.m. at the Douglas County Community and Senior Center in Gardnerville. Got an update right after the show yesterday on that Palisades project from the Placer County Board of Supervisors. And after staff presentation from Palisades Altera as the project proponent, a few public comments and a board discussion and questions, the board unanimously approved the project. Why do I laugh when I screw up? It's the only way I know how to deal with it. This revised project is proof that when people show up, speak up, and stay engaged, better outcomes are possible. That's a quote from the organization Keep Tahoe Blue. This plan, Keep Tahoe Blue, reached with the Sierra Watch, and Palisades is a better fit for the community and Tahoe's environment, according to a statement. The plan, the original plan, was reduced in size by over 70%. And one last statement from Keep Tahoe Blue: protecting Lake Tahoe means being willing to stand firm when necessary and being willing to work together when progress is possible. It is 12:15. This is the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. And we'll take a look right now with traffic with Phil. Phil?
Traffic! Doing pretty darn well on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. Everything moving along at the limit. Officials in the Carson City area want people to avoid Prison Hill. They're still doing some mop-up from that earlier wildfire, and they don't need people in the way as driving through there. So please use an alternate route. It is 74 degrees in Sparks, 79 in Yerington, 73 in Carson City, 63 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Windy conditions, but cooler temperatures, no record heat, right around 80 today. We're going to see a little cooling for the weekend. May not hit 70 by Sunday. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more, located in the Reno Town Mall. After the new news at 1 o'clock today, Guy Benson comes your way on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches in each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation. Comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Spring's here. It's time to build that fence right. At Florence Fence in Minden, they've got the materials and the know-how to help you do it. Right now, 1x6 redwood fence boards are just $3.99 each. 2x4x8 redwood rails, $9.99. And 4x4 redwood posts, $23.99. And just $31.99 for integrity steel posts. Florence Fence will help you with free advice to get it done right the first time. And vinyl fencing on sale. 2 rail for $5.85 a foot and 3 rail for $8.30 a foot. Florence Fence in Minden, 267-9918. Florence Fence, quality materials, local expertise.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
More dire news about fire season this year. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The National Interagency Fire Center is a government agency based in Boise. They say be prepared for an active fire season in Northern California and Nevada this year. The paltry snowpack means dry brush and water-stressed forests, leading to a higher wildfire threat and earlier start this year. There's also much carryover fuel from a mild fire season last year that didn't burn. The NIFC forecast calls for a significant wildland fire potential starting in June over the northern Sierra, then over northern Nevada in July. I'm John Potter for the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:19. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. It is your Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. 77 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, a fire burning above Carson City on Prison Hill. That forward progress stopped. About 5 to 10 homes were threatened after the blaze broke out. No one was hurt, and you can still see some of the smoke wafting in the air. Fire crews are trying to mop up some hot spots there. Give them room. Number two, one Reno City Council member says the firing of Police Chief Catherine Nance is not the end of the mess surrounding the department.
We should be having conversations about whether or not consolidation is the best model.
And that's Councilmember Devin Reese, who says accountability is key. Incidentally, he's running for Reno mayor. And number three, if you have a kid in Washoe Schools, Tiffany McMaster is the new superintendent in charge of educating them. She was voted to the job unanimously at school board last night. FM News Talk time. It is 12:20. It's our top national story. The red carpet rolling out for President Trump earlier today ahead of his big meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
President Trump has previewed what he wants to talk about with President Xi. The first priority is going to be trade. He wants to ask the president of China to open up China to these business leaders that are joining him in his large delegation that is arriving here in Beijing. The president arrived here and got a red carpet welcome. He did say that he will discuss Iran with Xi as well. He says he does not need China's intervention, though, to get to a deal with Iran, but notes that it is China's benefit. Really, China stands to benefit the most from an open Strait of Hormuz.
Fox's Aisha Hazmi from Beijing. FM News Talk Time, 1221.
News from down south. The Vegas Golden Knights have been a smashing success, and now the Women's Professional Hockey League team announced a new team, Las Vegas, at the news conference at T-Mobile Arena today. A women's hockey team coming to Las Vegas. The pedestrian bridge over Virginia is going to be closed for a couple of months starting Monday. Work is going on at the surface level, and that will also disrupt some traffic as well. Douglas County Sheriff's Office has a reminder of all the key Nevada UTV laws and regulations, and one in particular, registration. All UTVs over 70cc must be registered with the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles. Helmets. Helmets are required for both drivers and passengers when operating on roads, paved roads, or trails open to street legal vehicles. Not required, but recommended for off-road. And street access UTVs may be operated on general or minor county roads and some city streets for the purpose of accessing public lands. They may not be used for general transportation within city limits, such as traveling to stores or businesses, and that includes riding lawnmowers to the liquor store. And operators must be at least 16 years old and possess a valid driver's license. FM News Talk Time is 1222. Here's Phil with a look at traffic.
Traffic! How am I going to get my beer now? Doing okay on the roads. There are no accidents to tell you about. It's moving just fine. Remember, there's a whole bunch of road work on Interstate 80 from pretty much the Spaghetti Bowl all the way to the California state line. Between replacing bridges and widening lanes, it is slowing things down. Be prepared for delays. It is 67 degrees in Virginia City, 76 in Dayton, 78 in Smith Valley, 60 degrees in Incline Village, and here's a look at your weather forecast.
No records for today. We're going to be well shy of it and for the next couple of days, and about 20 degrees shy of it by the time the weekend comes when 70-degree weather is back with us. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen, Echo, and more. Located in the Reno Town Mall, a proper fit. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus, premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City, an affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
Hi, Greg from Greg's Garage. We employ factory-trained mechanics to care for your vehicle, which is worth more now than ever. So protect your investment with routine maintenance and extend the life of your vehicle. For automotive service and repair, book your appointment today by calling Greg's Garage at 324-0911 or online at gregsgarageinc.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
The Aces beat Las Vegas 8-6 in the opener of this week's series at Greater Nevada last night, 6:05 again tonight, and tomorrow an early game, 11:05 start time on Education Day. Vegas Golden Knights can eliminate Anaheim tomorrow night after a 3-2 overtime win last night. Speaking of hockey, news conference today expected to announce Las Vegas as an expansion team in the Professional Women's Hockey League. And at 4:30 this afternoon at Governor's Field in Carson City, a reunion of a quartet of Carson High baseball players that went on to play in the majors. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
77 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you're just joining us, gas prices are holding steady across Nevada, but they're still 4 cents higher compared to 1 week ago. AAA says the statewide average for a gallon of self-serve regular, just the plain stuff, $5.24. Washoe County, we're number one. We continue to have the highest price with gas going for $5.56. Hooray. Eureka County has the least expensive gas with an average price of $4.43, and gas in Clark County is $5.29. If you can make the drive to Fernley, we can get you some gas for $4.56 a gallon, but that's in Fernley. A majority of Americans say they oppose the construction of data centers in their local areas.
New polling from Gallup shows 7 in 10 Americans oppose the projects, and 48% of respondents said they are strongly opposed. These data centers house computing equipment that helps power AI technology used by businesses, universities, and other institutions, but they've been met with fierce opposition from residents in many parts of the country. The centers require extensive amounts of electricity to operate and need substantial water to cool the equipment, which has raised concerns about the environmental impact and local electric bills. I'm at Mattinson.
FM News Talk Election Center 2026 and to the California governor's race, which is heading into the home stretch, as a new poll from Emerson College finds that former Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra now leading the crowded field of candidates. That is a change. Becerra polling at 19%. That's following Republican Steve Hilton, who's been on the show, at 17%. And businessman Tom Steyer, he's also at 17%. Hilton says he's a little incredulous.
I don't understand why the machine is flocking to Becerra. I guess because he's actually, in some ways, their dream come true. The kind of puppet that they can put in there, and he'll just do the bidding of the unions and the activists and just another career politician. But we are sick and tired of it.
Hilton on Fox's America Reports, though, says he's not worried.
This is the kind of smugness and arrogance you get, and why I'm very confident that we're going to beat these people this year, because we're done with it in California.
Time right now for today's To Your Health.
California may soon be the first state in the U.S. to ban quartz countertops to protect workers from a serious lung disease. The disease has killed 30 workers and sickened over 500 since 2019. A new law adds stricter rules for shops that cut engineered stone, but in a new petition, health experts say that's just not enough. Some experts want California to follow Australia, which banned engineered stone in 2024 after a similar health crisis. The ban faces pushback from manufacturers who say safer alternatives would cost more. Are you drinking enough water? Michael Kastner has more on the hydration do's and don'ts.
One health expert is highlighting that the amount recommended varies. Family medicine physician at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Nia Vaya, says folks should shoot for 8 to 12 glasses of water a day, but it's important to listen to your body if you need more. How much depends on age, metabolism, and any chronic medical issues. I'm Michael Kastner.
Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Doc Time, it is 12:29 as we continue right along here. The U.S. Supreme Court says that it's okay to do this. Alabama will hold a special primary election in August after that high court decision. In an ongoing redistricting battle, the chairman of Jefferson County, Alabama's Board of Registrars, says that means some changes for next week's primary.
The 6th congressional district race that's on the ballot here in the Birmingham metro area in Jefferson County, that race will not be certified. It just won't count. Everything else on the ballot, you know, go cast your ballot. It's going to count. Those races are going forward.
And that's Barry Stevenson there. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio. 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump arriving in Beijing today for a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The two leaders were expected to discuss trade and tariffs, among other subjects. Kentucky Republican Representative James Comer telling Fox Business the United States needs a trade deal with China.
We need China to buy more agriculture goods from the United States. We need China to import American energy. And at the same time, I think there are things China can produce cheaper than we can in the United States.
Republicans in several states pushing forward on redrawing congressional maps ahead of the midterms. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox and Friends talking about the GOP's razor-thin majority heading into November's elections.
We have a great record to run on. We got better candidates in the field. We're applying common sense. Again, that's a big thing. You have a president who's running like it's 2024. He's out on the campaign trail as well because the stakes are so high.
America's listening to Fox News.
77 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you are just checking in, a very good Wednesday afternoon to you, and it is our top local story. Now, if you're in Carson City, you can still see the smoke from the remains of the Gentry fire that burned this morning on Prison Hill.
Fire was quickly extinguished. The roads were temporarily blocked for fire resources, but the fire appears to be down out now. Nobody was evacuated. Houses were originally cautioned as threatened, but the fire resources put the fire down quickly.
And that is Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong, crew staying on scene to mop up hot spots. 5 to 10 homes were threatened by this fire, this outbreak. But again, everything does appear to be under control. You can still see the smoke, and please stay away from the fire scene and let fire crews do their jobs. Meantime, word is that it's not just consumers who are feeling the pinch from inflation. It's affecting wholesalers, too.
The government says wholesale prices surged 1.4% in April. That's the most in 3 years, and it's much higher than the 0.5% that analysts had expected. Prices rose 6% year over year for the biggest gain since December of 2022. A day earlier, the Consumer Price Index showed an increase in inflation of 0.6% in April, with prices up 3.8% year over year on the consumer level. The PPI measures prices before they reach consumers. I'm Daria Albinger.
FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
Crime doesn't care about party lines. It impacts everyone. Northern Nevada is seeing rising crime. Families and businesses deserve to feel safe again. I'm George Forbush, retired Sparks police officer, running for Congress to support our local police with funding, training, and resources needed to protect our communities. It's time for real solutions, stronger communities, and safer neighborhoods. Learn more at ForbushForCongress.com. I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message.
Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
Contractors across Nevada know when you need a retaining wall that's easy to install, rock solid, and engineered to perform, Cornerstone Wall and Precast has your back. Manufactured right here in Carson City, our precast concrete retaining wall systems are built for speed, stability, and serious durability. Not to mention, serious, great looking. And with the strength to handle Nevada's climate and the quality to meet your specs, Cornerstone Wall and Precast is your local no-hassle source for retaining wall systems that just work. From highway projects to commercial developments, our blocks are designed to interlock and stack efficiently, saving you time and labor on site. And did I mention how good they look? Call 775-240-6050. 775-240-6050. Visit cornerstonewall.com and build with confidence. Cornerstone Wall and Precast. Performance built in.
FM Top Weather.
A windy afternoon, but still a little warmer than our seasonal average, which would be in the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, we're back in the low 80s before a little cooling to the 70s by the weekend. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. Proper Fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. Proper Fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins. 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
A suspended sentence for a poacher.
I'm John Potter for the New News. 39-year-old Henry Remick was seen illegally shooting and killing an antelope. The Nevada Department of Wildlife got the report last June, thanks to a call from a witness who found the blood and shell casings at the scene and saw Remick skinning the antelope on his property. A game warden went to the home, saw the antelope hanging from a fence, and heard Remick making incriminating statements about the killing. Remick was arrested and finally sentenced to a gross misdemeanor and a year in jail suspended for the illegal killing of the pronghorn antelope. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your New News business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are mixed in afternoon trading, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 on track for fresh record closes, even though hot producer prices data reinforced bets that the Fed would be keeping interest rate cuts off the table. Investors are also eagerly awaiting President Trump's meeting with Chinese leader Xi. Tech is the best performing sector, while financials and industrials are lagging, and chip stocks are bouncing back from yesterday's losses, with shares of Micron Technology and NVIDIA leading the charge. Their respective CEOs are among the executives traveling to China with President Trump. And Morgan Stanley is raising its annual target for the S&P 500 index to 8,000 from 7,800, saying stocks have enough room to rally as companies continue to post robust earnings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:37, and as always, we do around this time, we hope to hear from Mike Bosma. Today's Moment with Mike. In the meantime, here's today's Taste of Technology.
Two giants in the tech industry are reportedly working together on plans to place data centers in space. Rory O'Neill reports.
Together, Google and SpaceX are interested in putting AI data centers into orbit, but the Wall Street Journal reports it's not a done deal yet. It's also unclear if the idea is profitable. Space may be the only option for data centers, however, as a new Gallup survey finds 48% of Americans strongly oppose having one built in their area. Word of the talks between the two companies comes as SpaceX prepares for its IPO later this year.
PayPal is taking a $30 million settlement with the Department of Justice to resolve concerns of bias in favor of minority-owned businesses. The issue centered on the company's Economic Opportunity Fund. And Google has officially opened its latest campus in Northern California. The tech hub in San Jose is big enough to accommodate thousands of employees. It has 10 buildings, including 6 featuring offices and 3 that are industrial. Tech Report. I'm at Mattinson.
Gen Zers, they're just entering the workforce, really, but the word is that they're not getting off to a very good start when it comes to credit card debt.
A new survey showing student loan debt is delaying major life milestones for young Americans. 2/3 say they postpone things like buying a home or car because of their debt, having kids. Student loans in the U.S. now top $1 trillion, with many borrowers also delaying retirement savings and other major financial decisions.
And that is Hillary Barsky from Fox News. The Senate has confirmed Kevin Warsh as the next chair of the Federal Reserve. Wednesday's vote was 54-45, with every Republican voting in favor. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania was the only Democrat to vote for Warsh. In terms of Senate history, it was the most partisan vote for a Fed chair nominee. Current Fed chair Jerome Powell's term expired on Friday. Powell's term was marked with constant battles with President Trump's over cutting rates, interest rates, and included a DOJ criminal investigation into Powell's renovations at the Reserve Building that was later dropped. Warsh has expressed caution about cutting interest rates this year, despite pressure from the president to lower borrowing costs. Vice President J.D. Vance is responding after President Trump recently polled a live audience as to whether Vance or Marco Rubio should be the Republican nominee for the 2028 presidential ticket.
I just don't think it sounds like the president of the United States to have a televised competition for who would succeed him as his apprentice. I just think that's not at all what you would expect the president to do.
During a press event about fraud on Wednesday, Vance added that Trump has always been fascinated by politics. He said he and Secretary of State Rubio are dear friends and are both focused on their current jobs. FM News Talk time, 12:40.
May I just cancel? Well, go back to the format clock, please.
And speaking of Marco Rubio, three words, Gang of Eight. Here's some additional news about that teacher choking a student in Fernley a week or so ago. Apparently, the school wouldn't allow the 11-year-old boy to call his mom after being grabbed by the neck and shaken by the teacher. Substitute teacher James Palu was arrested on felony child abuse charges, and the more details that come out, the worse the story gets. According to the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, the April 20th incident started when Palu introduced himself to students and reportedly told them that their necks were like chicken necks and that he could wring their chicken necks if they misbehaved. The sheriff's office says multiple witnesses later reported that Palu placed his hands around two students' necks and shook them. Additional details have come out that the school wouldn't allow the boy, an 11-year-old, to call his mom after the incident. About an hour later, the mom said she finally received a phone call from the principal, and even then, she said she had to drag the truth out of the principal. She asked, or she said, when she asked the principal, did you call the police? And he, the principal, said no. Lyon County School District says the substitute teacher was immediately removed from campus once the allegations were confirmed and is no longer employed by the district. If you need a quick charge for your Tesla, your Prius, or whatever electric vehicle that you may drive, you can now plug it in for a charge in Genoa. At the Genoa Lakes Ranch course, they recently celebrated the opening of the first electric vehicle superchargers to be owned by someone other than Tesla in the West. The supercharging site has 8 stalls. The superchargers are much faster than the ones that take up to 4 hours to fully charge a vehicle. Supposedly, it takes just 20 to 30 minutes to get a full charge. You can run into the clubhouse and get a chai tea while you're waiting for your car to charge. There were 4 or 5 major leaguers to come out of Carson City High School baseball, the program back in the 80s. They will be at a Governor's Field in Carson City for a ceremony coming up soon. Local sports with Craig Swope. If we have the traffic bed queued up again, I will call for it. And here is Phil with a look at traffic.
Things have changed since I last spoke to you. We have an injury collision on Highway 50 at the Ramsey Weeks cutoff. That's near Silver Springs. Be prepared for some considerable delays. Also, on 439, the USA Highway at Lyon Mile Marker 2 and Lyon Mile Marker 6, there's debris in the road. Somebody's losing something out of the back of a truck, so watch yourself in the industrial zone. It is 76 degrees in Sparks, 74 in Minden, 77 in Wellington, 61 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's your weather forecast.
Windy conditions, but cooler temperatures, no record heat, right around 80 today. We're going to see a little cooling for the weekend, may not hit 70 by Sunday. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more, located in the Reno Town Mall. After the new news at 1 o'clock today, Guy Benson comes your way on FM News Talk.
KKNT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are 9 brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many 5-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Hey there, this is Brenda Hannon, owner of Hannon's Estate Service. When it comes to estate sales and buyouts, I understand how important it is to feel confident that you're getting honest, fair, and respectful service. My team and I take pride in making the process simple while helping you get the most value for your items.
Stop by 411 Hot Springs Road in Carson City or call 775-291-8528. That's 291-8528.
Come on by. It's always a treasure hunt.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
1247 here on the News at Noon from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. If you happen to be driving past the airport, you see a lot of flashing lights. Do not panic. Nothing is going on. It's just a drill. The Reno Tahoe International Airport holding their emergency preparedness drill this morning. A lot of fire department equipment, a lot of police department equipment, but there was nothing to it. Again, just a drill. Well, California Governor Newsom announcing up to $30 million in grants to help prevent wildfires and restore forests. The regional wildfire and Landscape Resilience Grant Program funded by the 2024 California Climate Bond. The money will fund projects like clearing brush, using controlled burns, and planting trees. Meantime, Cal Fire is preparing for an active fire season. Warm weather and low snowpack have left our neighbors with dry vegetation that can fuel wildfires. Globally, wildfires have burned over 579,000 square miles in just the last 4 months. That's more land than ever at this point. Word is fatal drug overdoses in the nation appear to be falling for the third consecutive year. Newly released data from the CDC shows that by December of last year, reported drug overdoses fell to 68,632. That's a 14% drop. According to the provisional data, overdoses caused by all classes of types of drugs generally declined across the board, but opioids remain the top cause of overdose deaths. Well, if you're thinking about California's second largest reservoir, which is in Butte County, it's 99% full and it's still rising. Lake Oroville is benefiting from four straight solid years of rain for the first time since the late 1990s. The lake is currently at 122% of its historical average for mid-May. That is some good news. If it gets 2 feet higher, it will be considered full. This likely means that most of California will not be facing a drought or water shortages this summer. The water from Lake Oroville and the State Water Project supplies 27 million people from San Jose to San Diego. And again, this is in Butte County. A new bill in Sacramento would require counties to share information about their public defender services, like the number of cases each attorney manages. The goal is to help California address ongoing problems with its public defender system. The bill was prompted by a CalMatters investigation that revealed a lack of investigators and overwhelming workloads for many public defenders, especially in rural areas. Right now, California relies on counties to provide legal help to those who can't afford a lawyer, but offers no state funding or oversight. Critics say this can make the difference in the quality of legal defense across the state. FM News Talk Time, 1249.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
In the early to mid-80s, Carson City High School baseball program produced five major leaguers. Four of them, Matt Williams, Charlie Kerfeld, Daryl Rasner, and Bob Arol, will be in town this afternoon at Governor's Field in Carson for a ceremony. The Chamber of Commerce Leadership Program has made some enhancements. A meet and greet, autographs, free hot dogs for the first 500 thanks to Carson Kiwanis. Baseball and softball tournaments start tomorrow for state titles. 5A is in the South, 3A is at Spanish Springs, 2A in Needles, and 1A in Smith Valley. I'm Greg Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Hi, I'm Senator Lisa Krasner. It's been an honor serving as your senator since 2022. I have a doctorate degree and a bachelor's degree. I teach college courses on the United States Constitution. I've passed laws that protect children, increase public safety, and support veterans and senior citizens. I love Nevada and I care about you. I'm running for re-election and I need your help. Please vote Lisa Krasner for Senate District 16. I'd be proud to continue serving as your state senator.
Paid for by Lisa Krasner for Nevada.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast, so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
FM Top Weather. A windy afternoon, but still a little warmer than our seasonal average, which would be in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, we're back in the low 80s before a little cooling to the 70s by the weekend. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. Proper Fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. Proper Fit located in the Reno Town Mall today at 5. Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
We have 78 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Denver might be the target of a multi-million dollar lawsuit from some of the passengers on Friday night's Frontier flight from Denver to Los Angeles, where a pedestrian on the runway was sucked into the engine and killed.
Their attorneys are now asking the city to waive governmental immunity.
I cannot think of anything either as a pilot or as an attorney where I have seen this type of breach happen.
Ramos Law Aviation Director Joe LaRusso, Ramos and DJC Law jointly announced legal action against the city and county of Denver on behalf of the passengers on the Frontier flight.
Now, Frontier 4345, we're stopping on the runway. We just hit somebody. We have an engine fire.
Five passengers were taken to the hospital, and one remains hospitalized after 41-year-old Michael Mott was struck by and into the engine of the Airbus A321. His death has been ruled a suicide. In Denver, I'm Keenan Dixon.
Other news that we are following this hour. Well, word is that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, will not help with security at World Cup matches at SoFi Stadium outside Los Angeles. It was yesterday that the CEO of the Los Angeles World Cup 2026 host committee initially said ICE will be there for safety and security.
We are continuing to have conversations. What they share with us and not share with us is their decision.
And she then later said she misspoke. Meantime, she was also asked about Iran's participation in the World Cup.
We're waiting to hear if anything changes, but as of today, Iran is planning on playing at our stadium.
She says that security will be heightened if Iran does indeed play in the World Cup in Los Angeles. FM News Talk Time, 12:56.
Oh, Greg, Freedom 250 is happening this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Capitol Amphitheater. That's in Carson City, and that's located on the Capitol grounds. It's a National Jubilee Day of Prayer, Praise, and Giving Thanks for America. You're invited to come out, celebrate 250 years of One Nation Under God. There'll be food trucks, music by Wildflower and Sage, special guest speakers, and the master of ceremonies, the man, the myth, the legend, yours truly. And our news poll, we're going to pull down the news poll that's been up for about 2 weeks. It is finally unstuck. Here are the final results so far for the District 2 primary, Republican primary. The top five vote getters, Fred Simon with 50% of the vote. I forget the exact number, around 4,000 votes or so. George Forbush at just under 40%. Jesse Watts trailing at 8% and a little bit. James Settlemyer way down there at 1.27%. And David Flippo at 1.12%. And again, unscientific. But that's what you, our listeners to 99.1 and 92.3, think of the second congressional district Republicans in the race. So here's what I've decided to do. Let's be partisan or bipartisan or both. And let's do D's. So we'll get that posted here as soon as the show is over. And we'll list the candidates. There's about a dozen of them on the Democrat side. So we'll have those listed. Vote in that if you'd like to. And you can vote again at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com, a podcast of this show that you just heard. You can listen to again over and over. Just go to the same websites, 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com, and you can download the podcast. Listen to the podcast of the Noon News, and we'll wrap it up today with email from, let's see, where's the name on this? I don't see it right now. Jim. Thank you, Jim. Finally got a chance to listen to the Noon News. Love it. Local news, local sports, local voices, some personality banter. Awesome! I could do without rehashing national stories, but otherwise it's engaging radio. Greg and Jerry are easy to listen to, especially Greg, not so much Jerry. Phil, he's okay. I might have added just a little bit there at the end. Have yourself a great day, a great Wednesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, Thursday, 12 noon, for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Come down and waste.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.